Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh, Steve, you are getting me all emotional with that commercial, Steve Napoli. Come on now, you know, don't make me cry before the show here, talking about what he's thankful for. And we are all thinking about that right now, hopefully, what we're thankful for. You know, you don't have to be in the U.S. to be thinking about what you're thankful for. I know the Canadians, our Canadian friends had their Thanksgiving in October, I believe, and we are having ours this week here in the U.S., and there is so much to be thankful for. And I do get emotional when I think about my family and, you know, just all the blessings that we have in our life every day. The fact that we're listening, we have the ability right now to, you know, be listening on the air, be on the air, be able to breathe. The breath in our lungs right now is a blessing, and it comes from the Lord of Lords. You know, God put that breath in our lungs, and every morning that I wake up, there isn't a morning that goes by that I don't think about that and how incredibly blessed I am to be breathing. And you can't have a bad day after that, you know? I mean, when you think about your blessings and count your blessings and have an attitude of gratitude. And that's what Thanksgiving is about. But it's also about eating, okay? Because obviously we celebrate as, people that, you know, want to celebrate things in our lives. We always celebrate around food. I don't know why that is, but it is. And so yesterday on AM Buffalo, you know, I had brought in a bunch of healthy desserts, which I'll be talking about today, and also be talking about all the options that you have to choose for your Thanksgiving dinner, including the turkey. There is so many questions that I have gotten over the last couple weeks, and particularly yesterday after I was on AM Buffalo, I was swamped, and I am sorry that I am not able to get to the people that have emailed me and Facebooked me with all of your questions, but I'm hoping to do that today. I'm hoping to answer it on the air, and I think it will benefit everyone because there are a lot of questions out there about the differences in organic turkeys versus the Amish versus, you know, the everything in between, okay? And, of course, we have some new healthy stores that have moved in, like Trader Joe's and what have you, that, you know, have a totally different turkey. So I did my homework, people. I did my homework. I went to all of the stores. I checked them out. And I'll give you the raw truth about that. And, of course, all of us are trying to be thrifty as well and frugal and think about the fact that we want to offer our families and our friends that are going to be surrounding us on Thanksgiving or maybe we're going to their house. We want to be offering healthy meals, healthy desserts, healthy side dishes, but we don't have a lot of money to spend. You know, we want to make sure that we're cautious of our budget as well, and obviously using the money that God gave us in a frugal way, in a way that, you know, honors Him and takes care of our family. So, of course, we're going to be talking about that today. And my guests, they come from three different avenues, if you would. And I think that the three of them bring a lot to the table. And so in just a few minutes, I'm going to be bringing them in. And later on in the show will be Mike Bellani from the Food Bank of Western New York, good friend of mine, also a client of mine, has been on the show before to talk about his success that he's gotten in eating healthy. He's on a journey with me. And, man, I'm telling you, this guy, he works day and night. And, I'm just so grateful for what he's done and everybody at the food bank, the volunteers, and all of those of you that are donating to the food bank. You know, I just want to say thank you for that. So he's going to be joining us later on in the show, and we're going to talk about, how possibly you can still help. I know I donated a bunch of food through Williamsville Schools, and, it just feels good. It felt good to my daughter who did it, and, we can bless others because when we're blessed, we should be blessing others as well. Don't forget to go to my website. If you did not get my recent newsletter, I'm sorry it took so long to come out. We had some problems with the web there, but it is out now. You can go to RobbieRod.com. I'll also be sending out another one this week because several of you, including my good friend Jill Kelly, has asked me for the recipes of some of the desserts I had on Ann Buffalo yesterday. So I will be posting that on a blog later on today. And today or tomorrow, definitely this weekend, because I know, you know, family's first after I work today at here and teaching my class. So I got to get to them. And so anyway, make sure you check out all of the dates that I will be rolling out. My healthy eating classes are coming up in January. They will be sold out, no doubt about it. So it is going to be first come, first serve, and I am limiting the amount of people that are attending. And so check that out, along with something new that I'm doing this year, which is going to be once a month holistic accountability classes. And I'm so excited to be rolling that out. And so the information will be on my website as well this weekend. And, you know, I just so excited because it's been a long time coming. And after graduating from the Institute of, I was going to say aerobics research, which is something that I did years ago, but also graduating from the Institute of Holistic Nutrition and Integrative Nutrition, I have so much information that I want to share, along with my 30 years in the industry. You know, it all comes together as one. So listen, Jacob is on the phones today, and I know that you're going to be busy in and out of the car shopping for Thanksgiving, but if you have any questions or comments, or maybe you want to call in and say, you know, what your healthy recipes are, or get help to find out how you can make your recipes healthy, because you can really take any recipe and turn it into a healthy recipe if you know how and if you know what those healthy ingredients are. And that is where the rubber meets the road. So when we come back, my friends, Beth Scorcazzola will be joining me, Michelle Fisher and Nancy D'Estasio in the house. We are talking about how to feed you and your family healthy for the holidays coming up and not really break the bank. Stay with us. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise. And many times, company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
Oh, you know, you're running in and out of the car today, preparing for Thanksgiving, or maybe you're just showing up at somebody's house. I don't know, but you better bring something healthy if you are. And if you are cooking, we're going to be talking today about how to do that, how to cook healthy for your family and really not break the bank. Yesterday on AM Buffalo, it was a quick segment. You know, I had a lot of healthy desserts out there. Everybody from my good friend Jill Kelly to everybody and their brother was emailing me for recipes on what I had out there. And we'll be talking about that today, along with healthy turkeys and the non-healthy turkeys as well, and side dishes. And, you know, we want to hear from you, too. We want to hear what you have planned and what questions you may have today. Before I get into that, though, I just want to mention my good friend Rebecca Albert. She is a therapeutic massage at masseuse at Body Be Well Solution. She does a therapeutic massage, healthy eating and weight management programs. She is unbelievable. And here is the deal. I'll tell you this. She also has, you know, applied to work with the insurance company. So many of us get massage covered by our insurance company. That is an amazing thing. So, you know, you might be feeling like you need a massage for therapeutic reasons, or maybe you just need to, you're working out a lot, maybe you're not working out a lot, maybe you're just stressed out, maybe you have some injuries. I'll tell you, the way to go is holistic health. And you know, I talk about Dr. Matt all the time, the chiropractor, but Rebecca Albert is on the other side. She does massage. You need to check her out. Google Rebecca Albert and look at her website. She's got so many good things that you can, you know, use her services for. And also, I'll be talking about her later on, but check her out. Her number is 316-2511. Again, 316-2511. She's in North Tonawanda and an awesome massage therapist. I even take my 91-year-old mom. All right, so my guest in the house here. I got through that without, you know, talking about my girlfriend sitting in front of me here. And I want to introduce, some of you may know already, and many of you know, my good friend Beth Scorcazzola. She is the creator of No Guilt Goodies, which I talk about all the time and I eat all the time. So good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Robbie.
I'm so grateful that you're joining me this morning. And
I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, and you gave me that that healthy raw vegan cheesecake that Linda Pellegrino stuck her finger in yesterday on the air.
It was funny.
she was so cute. I love Linda. And she's like, I stuck my finger in the, and I licked my finger. It was delicious. And I wanted to actually leave her some, and I'll have to bring her some on Tuesday. But yeah, so, you know, we'll be talking to you today, obviously, about the healthy ingredients that you use without giving away your secret recipes for your no-guilt goodies, which I know everybody wants. And I have a couple, but I haven't given any out because, of course, that's your business, and it's a great business, and you use high-quality stuff. So we'll talk about that today. Also, Michelle Fisher, my good friend Michelle Fisher, is in the house. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Robbie.
And God put you in my life like he put Beth in my life years ago, and you were actually a client at my Transitions 12-week healthy eating class a while back, and then God put you back in my life this year, and I know exactly why. I truly know that people cross our paths for a reason, and it was divine intervention, Beth, that I met you because you helped me with watching Raquel years ago.
Yeah.
And then feed
so
me.
So long ago.
I know. And then feed me my awesome No Guilt Goodies desserts, which you know I'm a dessertaholic. And Michelle, with you, I mentioned 9 a.m. Buffalo. This is totally divine intervention. It's been on my heart. It's been one of my heart's desires to, you know, produce and write a book, which I've been writing over the last year, on healthy eating and really my testimony and everything, not just healthy eating, but healthy living, mind, body, soul, spirit. And, you know, I have been actually, one of the things I don't have time for is to experiment a lot on recipes. And, you know, I do, but I don't have a lot. I do it, but I don't have a lot of time. And I know that you have over the years been doing that quite a bit for your family, and you know, not to sell anything, but basically to you know, kind of do it in a frugal way for your family and create healthy recipes. And actually, I've been telling everyone, you even raised your own organic turkey and your chickens, and you're going to be eating it for Thanksgiving. And yeah, I don't want to know the details of that.
No.
But yeah, that's wild. That's wild. My husband was like, "What's so wild about that, Robbie? People have been doing that for years." And I'm like, "Well, I never knew anyone personally that did that, but maybe I do. They just haven't told me." So anyway, that's pretty cool. But you are going to be, and you are contributing a contributor to my upcoming book with your recipe. So that was totally a divine intervention. You and I prayed about it, and it's coming to fruition, and I'm really, really excited about that. So I did mention that on AM Buffalo. And so I'm excited to have you here today. And then sitting next to me is my neighbor that I moved away from, but I miss her, and she's still my neighbor because we still live in the same city, Nancy DeStazio.
Good morning, Rob.
And it was totally divine intervention that I lived on the same street as you. In fact, you were the first one that my husband and I talked to and said, "Hey, how is it living on the street? We're thinking about moving in on the street." And so, you know, I'm excited about the fact that you're here today, because over the years that we have been neighbors, you have been experimenting again, like Michelle, you know, and like Beth, you know, for healthy recipes for your family. And not only have you been experimenting, but you post it all over social media. And I love that about you. And you have a fan club of your own because you post all of these, you know, healthy recipes. And I know you've done gluten-free. And you also were a client of mine as well and lost a tremendous amount of weight. And so, you know, of course, it just not just about the weight, of course, it's getting healthy and eating healthy, and that is, you know, what it's all about. And so I'm excited to have you here today, too, Nancy.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and, you know, all three of you bring something to the table, and I thought, you know, after the fact that, you know, it is Thanksgiving, and people all over have been asking me, you know, I don't have all the answers. You know, I like to hear from everybody else too, because I don't have that time to experiment, and I don't really, you know, I don't really have the time to make, you know, raw vegan desserts like you do with no guilt goodies. And I gotta say, Beth, you know, when people hear that, sometimes people are like, "Oh, raw," you know, they think it's like something that doesn't taste good, you know.
Right, or they think it's raw meat or something.
Right, yeah, raw fish, you know.
Exactly.
You know, so tell our listeners, because you've been a sponsor of this show for a while, what exactly No Guilt Goodies is about. Obviously, it's about goodies that are healthy for you, and I always say you can have the cake, your cake and eat it too. But what are you promoting?
Well, initially, why I even started this was for my children. I wanted them to have some nutrient-dense things in their lunch that were portable and were raw. You know, they get tired of raw vegetables and fruit. So I created the what are now called the granola bites, which are nutrient-dense.
I had two this morning. Yeah. So did my mom.
And I use things like soaked. I soak almonds, all of it's organic and raw. I use coconut oil, which I know you're a big fan of.
Yes.
I use fresh vanilla bean powder. I use nuts and seeds, all organic.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, everything's nutrient-dense, but it actually tastes good. And the sweetener I use is coconut nectar because it's very low in fructose, it's low glycemic, and it's raw. And it tastes good. It doesn't taste like coconut.
Right, and that's what I like about the coconut oil too. Is it doesn't give that coconut taste because some people say I don't like the taste of coconut. You really don't taste it, you know. So it's a good substitute. Yesterday, one of our mutual friends had written on Facebook asking, you know, what can I use in the place of shortening for my Christmas cookies? Hello,
yeah.
Coconut oil.
And people are surprised at how good it actually tastes, and
right.
Things don't need to be baked in order to taste good. So after the granola bites, I started doing the cheesecakes, which they're soy free, they're dairy free, they're made. The base of it is soaked cashew nuts. So I began experimenting over several months, and of course you were one of the first to taste my dessert.
Yes.
And said you should sell these.
I know, yes. You were bringing them to our Bible study, actually, and we were all in love with them, and I said, "Beth, You really need to sell these. I mean, there's nothing like this out there in the stores. There really isn't. And so I know that you prayed about it, and, yeah. You know, the rest is history. So it's so cool. We're going to talk more about those, but we need to go to our endorsed sponsors. And when we come back, again, if you have any questions or comments about how you can eat and drink and be healthy, you know, Scott Scalin, I love the Refresh magazine. He's got some, you know, information today. I didn't get a chance to look at it yet, but I'm just looking at it right now. I'm thinking everybody wants to be merry for the holidays. Everybody wants to, you know, offer their family, I think, healthy desserts and healthy foods, but not break the bank. That's what we're talking about today. And I just want to remind you that next week, Charlene Brocious will be here from Peregrine's Landing. And, of course, you know, taking care of our family is also important. And it's was always my heart's desire to take care of my mom, and I'm so grateful to be able to do it now that she's moved in with me. But not everybody can do that. And so where do you go? We're going to be talking about that next week with Charlene Brocious. And then after that, the next week from Buffalo Sports and Spine, I'm so excited to have Dr. Cicchetti on. He's going to be joining me, and we are going to be talking about preventing injuries, working through injuries, and all kinds of stuff like that. So I'm really, really excited from Buffalo Sports and Spine. So Jacob is on the phones, and we're going to be opening those phone lines when we come back from our endorsed sponsors. And so listen, do not go anywhere. I know it's a busy day, but stay with us. We'll be right back with Raw Truth.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
As blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
So much to be thankful for right now. And again, if you're just joining us, I'm glad you showed up. Because, listen, God wants us to take care of our temple, okay? God wants us to be healthy and fit and live that abundant life that we can go out and be a light for him and bring others to him and glorify and honor him. And if we're sick and thick and tired and we can't get out of bed, if we can't even make it through the day, how can we make a difference in the lives of others? That's what I'm talking about today, taking care of our temple. And our phone lines are open. Jacob is on phones. He will take your call. Maybe he'll put you through, and maybe not. I don't know. But listen, we want you to call in 833-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. And, you know, I was talking about the fact that, you know, so many times people ask me about different substitutions that they can put into their food that are healthy and what won't break the bank. And during the break, we were talking, Nancy and I, about the fact that, you know what, it does cost more money. But you are going to spend the time and the money either way, as I always, always say. You're going to either spend the time and the money treating disease, or you're going to spend the time and the money preventing disease. So it is going to cost more money. And Nancy, you, I know, have experimented with a lot of different flowers. What I loved about the fact that you were my neighbor and that we still are friends is that you like to bake, because I like to eat baked goods. And so talk about some of the things that you have done over the years to you know, try and make some different healthy choices.
Well, Robbie, as you know, years ago I was a pastry chef. I grew up in an Italian family where...
I forgot you were a pastry chef. No wonder you like to bake.
And growing up in an Italian family, there was always good things to eat. We're talking already about the holidays and Christmas cookies. And it wasn't until a few years ago when I put on a little bit of weight after I had my children and I went through transitions with you and paid attention to what I was eating that I realized how essential nutrition is, even more essential, I believe, than exercising, although exercise is absolutely essential.
Right.
If you are not eating right, you're kind of wasting your time. You really need to incorporate that. So...
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the gym that are just working out and not eating right and saying, hey, I haven't changed my body in 10 years. I don't know why. Well, it takes both. It takes eating right and it takes exercise. But what I found over the years is it's so confusing to people because you read this magazine and they say eat this, not that. And then you watch the Today Show and the nutritionist is saying eat that, not this. And it's like, what? What do I do? So I know that you have experimented and go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, and that's true, because some people have different dietary needs. Some people need to be gluten-free. Some people need to be sugar-free. So I find when I'm baking, I'll have different goals in mind. And when I'm baking gluten-free, I'll use things like oat flour and brown rice flour, coconut flour. Those are fabulous.
Absolutely.
And when you learn to balance it with the right liquids and things like that, you could make desserts that are just as delicious, if not more delicious, than the traditional butter, sugar, flour types of desserts.
And, you know, and I'm glad you brought up the fact that you need to balance it right, because when you use something like coconut flour, it's not equal amounts of, you know, like wheat flour, white flour.
Right.
I know you need to, you know, add... you know, more eggs,
right,
or
right,
whatever it is. You know,
coconut flour is very absorbing,
yes,
so you're typically going to use more liquid. So I did do transitions with you, and that's the first time I really paid attention to things like gluten. And then more recently, I did a bigger elimination diet where I took out eggs and dairy, and I really didn't have any idea that eggs and dairy and soy bothered me until I added them back in and
yes,
saw how awful I felt. So then I'm not only replacing things like the flours, but I also needed to think about replacing eggs. Eggs are pretty essential in baking, and I have found that you can use something like chia seeds, grinding them up, and that will take the place of eggs. And I have found that using things like, when you want to get away from the processed sugars, which are really toxic to your body, just sugar is not good in any amount.
No, and cancer has a sweet tooth. We know that.
Yeah, right, absolutely. You know, using things like dates, and, I mean, applesauce is an old one used in place of oil, but for sweetener, too. Using things like beets in chocolate cakes and brownies, using things like black beans. I mean, there's so many things, and people say, ooh, beans in a brownie. But it's just getting used to this different way of cooking. And if you make it right, you throw an avocado in a batch of brownies, you won't know the difference if somebody doesn't tell you. If it's made correctly, it will be delicious.
Yeah, and you don't taste those black beans in the brownies. I'm looking at you thinking you need to have a blog, Nancy. That's what you need to do, okay? Because I know you have so much for so many years. And like I said, I forgot that you were a pastry chef. No wonder you like to bake, and you're Italian. So, yeah, I think you should probably have a blog. But those things are important, and you've experimented so that you know that coconut flour is, you know, is different. And I obviously, you know, found that out by the School of Hard Knocks myself. You know, when you start experimenting, you can look at any recipe, and then, you know, choose to, you know, replace some ingredients, correct?
Right. And it's really all about the mentality of it. You want to think about it like an adventure and have fun with it. Because a lot of people get stressed. I don't know if a good time to experiment is when you're expecting a house full of people to come. It's probably not a good time to do it. I've had many, many flops, and all professional chefs have had flops. People think people who are professional chefs just go in and do it, but they have flops too, because if they're experimenting, they're trying different things. So just, you know, be courageous and have a good time with it.
Well, that's true. And yes, maybe this isn't the week to experiment, but you still have a couple days, and that's why we're having the show today. Start experimenting today.
Right.
And so, you know, I love the fact that, you know, you mentioned flops, because I know Beth has said that before when she first started experimenting with no guilt goodies. I said, Beth, bring me over your mistakes, okay? I'll eat them.
No way.
You know, that was
threw them out.
That was back in the day. But hey, you know what? They're all good. And so, yeah, you might need to, you know, add some extra eggs. I love the fact that you just said that you can use chia seeds in the place of eggs, because they are absorbable. And I love chia seeds myself over flax seeds, because they do keep me hydrated, because they do absorb that water, and it's a wonderful thing that you can put into your shakes and everything else. But
and they are so nutrient dense also.
Absolutely, and a good source of omega-3s and everything else, and fiber, and you name it. So yeah, I'm coming over your house to try some of that, okay? Some of the goodies that you're and you are experimenting with the Christmas cookies, or you already have. You're about to take your...
I'm about to do that, and I've already had a little bit of backlash from my niece, who said, what are you doing? You can't mess with Nana's cookie recipes.
Yes, she can.
But I assured my niece that there's subtle changes. It's still going to taste great, and then you'll eat the cookie, and then you will feel good after, instead of feeling like you need to go take a nap, which is what happens when you eat typically sugar, white flour laden treats.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm all about the cookies, the healthy cookies. And, you know, I am excited to hear about your conversion of Italian cookies, because, you know, you have to include a biscotti in there, because my mom loves her biscottis. I want some gluten-free, sugar-free cookies, Nancy. And I know No Guilt Goodies has some awesome. Yours are flourless, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and what do you, we can't tell the secret recipe, but I know, what do you have in there?
There's oat flour and almond meal.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. So when you go to their No Guilt Goodies website, you can see all of the ingredients and all of your products.
Exactly.
And there's some products staring me in the face out there, Beth, that we're going to have to get during the break, your good protein balls that we're going to grab in just a minute. So we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors. And when we come back, I want to hear from you, Michelle, because I know not only have you raised your organic turkey that you're about to eat this week, but you also, out of really, you know, again, as all of us have, had that desire to, you know, to feed your family healthy foods in a way that, you know, doesn't break the bank. I keep saying that because, yes, it costs more money. It's definitely going to cost more money, and you're going to spend the money either way, either or treating disease or preventing disease. But, you know, there are ways that you can do it that, you know, will keep you out of the doctor's office and healthy and good tasting, too. Let's not forget about the taste, because that's important. Nancy, are you going to come up with a cookbook for those Italian cookies? Because, yeah, we need one.
Okay.
Italian cookies, yes.
I got my assignment. I'll get busy.
I'm following you, you know. I see those posts that you're posting. All right, listen, when we come back, we'll be talking more about this. And don't forget that in just a little bit, at the end of the show, Mike Bellani from the Food Bank will be joining us. So wonderful about what he has been doing and what all the volunteers have been doing and what all of the people who have donated food. It's off the charts this year. We're going to hear from him. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716 716- 636-1470.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasia at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And yesterday on AM Buffalo, whoa, my goodness gracious, I had so many people asking me for the recipes. And I know, Michelle, you'll give yours out. We're not going to give the no guilt goodie one out, but I'll definitely give my pumpkin pie recipe out because I actually made it in the Vitamix, and there was a recipe in the Vitamix cookbook, but I obviously made some substitutions because I didn't want to use some of the things that were in there. Also, I want to make sure that I get in the fact that, you know, there are so many people asking me about the turkeys. Now, you know, obviously the organic turkeys are expensive. The organic turkeys don't have any growth stimulants, no antibiotics. They're gluten-free. Obviously, they are vegetarian fed. That is something that you need to know because there's a lot of confusion with the Amish and the Plainville and the general turkeys. But the organic turkeys, and not all of the stores out there, by the way, has organic turkeys. I did do my homework the other day. I went to all of the stores around here, Trader Joe's, Tops, Wegmans, Dash's, Feel Right. I went to all of them, Lexington Market. So I did do my homework. Not everyone has organic turkeys. The organic turkey does mean that they're all vegetarian fed, but they were raised organically with no chemicals and no pesticides. They ate vegetarian organic food, and that is the difference with the organic. The fresh Plainville, all natural turkeys, they also have no growth stimulants, no antibiotics. They're gluten-free. The turkeys are fed all vegetable grain diet with no animal byproducts. They're raised in New York near Syracuse, but they don't eat just organic foods. That's the difference. They're a little bit cheaper, of course. The organic is most expensive. Still a good choice if you're looking at prices. And then the fresh Amish, all natural turkeys, they're, again, a little bit less expensive than the Plainville, a lot less expensive than the organic. Another good choice for you, no growth stimulants, no antibiotics, gluten-free, and these are, turkeys are grow at a slower pace, and they also eat vegetarian but not organic. And then, of course, the general turkeys, they are the ones that, you know, really have, yeah, they have those antibiotics and those growth hormones and the stimulants and everything else. And so you can get those very, very cheap. But do you want to eat those? I don't know. I'm begging to differ. Yeah, I'm thinking you should spend a little bit more money. That's what I have always done, and really get the turkeys that are going to actually feed your family and have nutrients. And by the way, you don't need meat. You don't need meat. You don't need meat. You don't need meat. You can eat a plant-based diet, and it's very good for you. It's very healthy. It's obviously low glycemic in nature if you are eating low glycemic, and you don't need meat for protein. I get that question all the time. You don't need meat for protein. That's a whole other show. I just want to throw that in, okay? You don't need meat for protein. You don't need meat for protein. Anyway, Michelle Fisher, Michelle, you've raised your turkey.
Yes.
on your farm. Mm-hmm. You and your husband live on a farm in East Chahunga. Where are you?
Cattaraugus
County. Mm-hmm. And is that area, obviously, you have the room where you live to raise your own organic turkeys.
Yeah.
And chickens, and I don't know what else you have there, but how many children do you have?
We have four.
And Nancy, I know, has four, and Beth has two, and I have two, so we're all trying to feed our families healthy. And so you started out just kind of doing this, like all of us did, to really, you know, make good choices, and you had the opportunity, because you homeschool, and you're home, you know, quite a bit, to experiment with your families. What did you find out over the years that you want to share? And I know that you have substituted, like Nancy has.
Yeah.
You actually are a client of mine that have taken my program for a couple of years, and you have shared a lot of your recipes, and you own a Christian bookstore called
Heavenly Treasures.
Heavenly Treasures.
Partner, and yes.
And that's out in
Cattaraugus.
East Chahunga. and you also offer Bible studies there.
Yeah.
And I know healthy eating classes there, too, that are biblically based. I found that out, and that's awesome. And you're contributing to my new book, and I'm so excited about that.
Me too.
And so you have taken a ton of recipes and exchanged for different ingredients. You brought in a really good banana bread the other day to our transitions healthy eating class. And so what were some of the substitutions you made in that?
I used sprouted grain flour, and I used the xylitol, and I also used just the eggs. A lot of it was the traditional stuff. The bananas make it really moist, because that's what a lot of people say, you know, if you substitute with applesauce, it might turn out drier. But honestly, the whole class could testify when we had a taste of it, nobody would even notice the difference between it being, you know, the traditional banana bread versus a healthy change to it. So
right. And it had the sprouted flour, which was so important, of course. You know, I've been promoting the sprouted flour here because it is higher in fiber and higher in protein and low glycemic, and it stays with you longer. And so that was a great substitution. Now, was that equal amounts for that recipe?
It isn't, actually. And I find in a lot of my recipes, you know, even though that these products cost more, in the long run, you're usually not using quite as much of the product in your food. And I also had the coconut oil in there, too, versus the quinoa or butter.
Yeah,
so,
shortening Crisco.
Yeah, so you find out that it only had, I think, a cup or a cup and a half of the sprouted grain flour versus, you know, sometimes it'll say 2 cups. And the xylitol, I think I used a half a cup, where traditionally you'd have a cup of regular sugar. So it kind of evens out cost-wise, and you have to change the way you think about how you're spending your money, and knowing that, you know, one of my missions is to teach people that you can eat healthy and it can taste really good, and it doesn't have to break the bank. You can incorporate organic meats into your meal if you choose to do so, by using them to flavor your meal versus having a whole 4-ounce chicken breast or whatever. You know, you can use it to cut it up and serve it throughout your entire meal instead of having it all in one large portion. So that helps a lot with the cost of things.
Right. And you've also used the date honey, I know, as well, which, and you boiled the dates and, you know.
It's so easy to make your own. So
yeah.
You just boil dates in a little bit of water, and then you puree them, and you can store it in your refrigerator. And even though dates are higher in the glycemic index, most recipes you'll only use a tablespoon or a quarter cup of date honey versus cups of sugar. So you have to look at that when you're making these transitions into healthier eating.
And that's some of the information that is coming out in my book, is that, you know, you obviously, you know, it's easy to do to do certain things, and you have to experiment and know. Well, they won't have to experiment because the recipes are coming out. But it does take experiment experimenting when you're first doing it. And by the way, the xylitol is a natural occurring alcohol found in most plant material, including many fruits and vegetables. It's extracted from birch wood to make medicine, and it's widely used as sugar-free in chewing gum, mints, and other, you know, candies. It's not, doesn't have the effect of like sorbitol and, you know, some of the other sugar alcohols, which cause digestive issues. And actually, the American Dental Association has said that, you know, it's actually great for your teeth. I have some, you know, xylitol gum in my purse as well. So, you know, it's something that people might want to use. I know we've used the stevia. I have. You and I were mentioning this the other day. The stevia kind of gave us a funny aftertaste, and it's not one of the preferred things, but they do have stevia baking sugar.
And I'll agree. Coconut nectar is a great replacement. I've used it in the breads, too, in replace of the xylitol. So if you don't want to go with buying the xylitol, you can use the coconut nectar, and you get the same result.
Absolutely, yes. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So I'll tell you what. You know, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more because the clock is ticking, and we got to get Mike Bellani in here from the food bank as well. But, you know, I want you to give that recipe from the yesterday on AM Buffalo, cake. We're not going to give the recipe for the No Guilt Goodie, you know, cheesecake, but you can go to the website, noguiltgoodie.com, right, Beth?
Exactly.
And they can look at all the ingredients and all the prices. And when people order stuff from No Guilt Goodies, they want to order ahead of time for Thanksgiving, right? Because I know you've been very busy the last couple of days.
Yes, if you could give probably 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Or probably by the end of today would be good.
Excellent. And Nancy's going to come out with her blog today, obviously, of all. Yeah, those Christmas cookies, listen, I want to be the taster, okay?
Good.
I want to be the taster. In fact, I think you should just come over and let my mom taste them because, you know, she has already been saying, we got to make Christmas cookies. We got to make Christmas cookies. I'm like, Mom, we will be making them, but, you know, you know what? Let's not tell her that they're healthy, okay? I said that yesterday. Let's not tell our families that we're cooking healthy. Why tell them? Because I've had family members and friends say, you know what? I don't want any health food, okay? Because they think health food tastes terrible. It tastes better. They don't need to know that there's healthy ingredients in there. And so, you know, it's all good. It's all good. Okay, so we'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Do not go anywhere because, remember, Mike Bellani is going to be in the house in just a few minutes. Stay with us. Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
You're committed to changing your body and improving your health, but you're not seeing the results at the gym. You're working hard day after day, class after class, but something isn't working. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your health, fitness, and nutrition coach. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people in the gym on how to transform their body. But the results only come with a combination of exercise and a diet that increases muscle mass and decreases body fat. I'll engage you with all the tools you'll need to see the results you've been working so hard for in the gym. I offer private, semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching and a 12-week transitions lifestyle class where you'll learn the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I will get you on the right path to reach your health and fitness goals. For more information, go to my website, robbieraw.com.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And time always goes so fast. I just said we need a three-hour show today. You know, don't forget that therapeutic massages are a good thing to give people for the holidays. If you're looking for a gift, you can give them a gift certificate from my good friend Rebecca Albert. She is a therapeutic massage therapist. You know, coupled with proper nutrition and supplementation and chiropractic care, that is how you keep your body healthy and have fewer copays and prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, hopefully. And it means a healthier, happier you. And I want you to check out Rebecca Albert's website, Rebecca Albert, licensed massage therapist at Body Be Well Solutions. She also takes insurance, people, so check it out. And call her at 716-316-2511. Again, 716-316-2511. You can get gift certificates and what have you. I know, you know, she'd be happy to schedule you in before the holidays, after the holidays, whatever. Just give her a call. And, of course, no guilt goodies. Also, what's the number there? 908?
Yes, it's 908-9878. Or my email is... my website is noguiltgoodies.com.
And you also offer gift certificates.
Yes, I do.
I know some people have gotten one and they've loved it. So they were like, wow, you know, because they just, you know, their friends got them a No Guilt Goodies certificate. So that's a good idea for the holidays as well.
And you can like my Facebook page, No Guilt Goodies LLC, and there's where I'll post recipes. I have one for a pumpkin smoothie that's been really popular.
So. Yes, yummy, yummy, yummy. And so... you know, I know we don't have a lot of time, and I'm going to bring Mike Bellani in from the food bank in just a second, but I just want to say, Nancy, we're waiting for your book supplementation to my book supplementation to come out. My book's coming out. We need a supplementation with those Christmas cookies. I'm not kidding you, girl. Listen, I've been your neighbor for a long time. Just because I moved away doesn't mean we need to move away from the, you know, whatever, the Italian-ness.
Remember, the Gucci Dathi are the first on the list.
Oh, yes. And then the Biscotti's the second.
Okay, Biscotti will be a very close second.
I love it, love it, love it. You know, Michelle, I'm so grateful that, you know, God has put you and Beth and Nancy in my life. And you know, I'm really excited about the possibilities that are happening here between you and I. And it's all divine intervention here.
Yeah.
It's just so... The fact that we are all followers of Christ here is just, it's not without coincidence. It's just the way it works, you know, it's the way it works. And so definitely you're going to be on more as we, you know, collaborate for this project that we're doing. And it's all going to be good. I'm excited about it. And thank you for sharing. And oh, yes. So I better say this, and then we'll bring Mike in. The apple cheesecake, as I promised you, which was on AM Buffalo, 2 cups of Greek yogurt, and I am going to post this on my blog today if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
1/4 cup of coconut oil, 1 cup of oil. No one's writing this down right now. It's too much. Apples, cinnamon, nutmeg, salt, vinegar, arrowroot, and, of course, you know, they're going to just have to get that on our website. So thank you, you guys. I'm going to bring Mike in now. Mike Bellani.
Hey, Robbie, how are you?
You are so busy. Oh, my gosh. Every time I look in the paper, hear the radio, look at the Facebook, you're all over the place for the food bank. Getting people have been going nuts this year donating, haven't
well,
they?
Well, we're blessed. It's like the Bible said, we're here to feed the hungry.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to your friend, my beautiful wife, Debbie. Her and my friend Rick Catone are out right now buying frozen turkeys to donate to Rock Out Hunger to feed the hungry on Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh. And I know you've been working some long hours, and thank you for doing that, and thank you to all the volunteers and all the companies. I know your brother from Colvin Cleaners. I didn't know that was your brother.
Yeah, that's my brother, Paul. He donated 30 turkeys. In fact, we had over 1,000 turkeys last week donated to the food bank. Our staff was able to get them to our agencies that got them to clients at the end of the day on Friday. And now we have a DJ Jixter at 90 or at Rock Out Hunger. And he's in a trailer living for a week in front of Quaker Steak and Lube on Transit Road collecting frozen turkeys, cash, and non-perishable food. And our goal is to collect 500 to 1,000 turkeys this weekend because our staff, Walia, Justin, and Jeff Williams from the food bank, are all set to deliver them to clients on Monday and Tuesday. Our goal is to get as many people that can't have a turkey dinner on Thanksgiving a turkey so they can be like all of us and have a great Thanksgiving turkey dinner.
Oh, and that's amazing. And so anyone who wants to donate today can go to...
Quaker Steak and Lube on Transit Road, right near Worley, next to the Flex Theaters. You'll see the big food bank trailer out there. Just come in, and we'll accept frozen turkeys. And as soon as we get them, we'll get them out Monday morning to these agencies, and they'll get to our clients.
And, you know, Mike, I mean, sometimes we don't think, because we are so blessed. We don't know that there's so many poor people in Buffalo that don't have money for food.
The Food Bank of Western New York services 340 member agencies in Erie, Niagara, Cattaraugus, and Chautauqua County. That accounts for 97,000 individuals, 36,000 households, and the most staggering statistic is 37,000 of them are children.
Wow. It's just mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing.
But we are the third poorest city in the country, and unfortunately, there's many people that fall below that. And now food stamps SNAP program has been cut back. A family of four on November 1st has realized $36 less a month on their food stamps, and that's affecting many senior citizens that we serve that are getting less dollars to stretch. You know, it's either in this weather now, it's either do I, you know, pay for my gas and electric or put nutritional food on the table.
You know, and again, you know, as we sit down at our Thanksgiving table, you know, we gotta remember that we're thinking today, we're shopping today. If you're shopping today, pick up a couple extra things and take them over to
Quaker Steak and Lube on Transit to rock out hunger. And think about it this way. Tell your children and your family, when you sit down at your table on Thanksgiving, you can really give thanks that you helped another family have a Thanksgiving dinner that otherwise wouldn't.
You know what, Mike? I'm taking a turkey over there today because I did buy extra. And I'm telling you, I'll tell you, I donated quite a lot of, items through Williamsville Schools. But you know what? It's just, you just have to do it. You have to, because I'm able to. God's blessed me. I want to bless other people.
And Tops and Wegmans, you could get turkeys for 49 cents a pound.
I know. You spend $25, you can get a turkey. That's crazy. I mean, it's you can't help but not share that. And of course, there was traffic jams on Maple for Entercom when you had that. What was going on?
Well, I want to thank, and they're Christians, Cliff Benson, the Vice President of Development for the Sabres. He has Pastor Al Warner and his wife, Debbie, praying over the construction workers at Harbor Center. I want to thank Terry and Kim Pagula, the owner of the Sabres. They donated two tickets to an upcoming Sabres game for every 20-pound turkey, and it was donated to the Food Bank and City Mission. And in 2.5 hours, we collected 1,478 turkeys. They're all gone. They're to clients and that need them for Thanksgiving that otherwise wouldn't have a turkey dinner.
It's wild. You know what? You know, it's such a divine intervention, Mike. You know, you and I go way, way back. And I was, of course, praying for you back in the day with your accident and everything else.
And look at over these last 12 weeks. You helped me lose 21 pounds. My wife looks better than she has more energy than she ever has because of your lifestyle changing program. Anyone out there that wants to lose weight or have more energy, go to our website. Join this class.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Well, thank you for all that you're doing and all the volunteers for the food bank and all the people donating. Do it today, guys. You're out there shopping anyway for Thanksgiving. Just pick up some extra stuff. Every little bit matters, doesn't it? Every little bit counts.
Even $1 allows us to buy 5 meals. So go to our website, www.foodbankwny.org, and all the details are on there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And thank you, Beth Scorcazola from No Guilt Goodies today. Thank you for Michelle Fisher collaborating with me on my upcoming book. My good friend and neighbor, Nancy D'Estasio. You're all my good friends and neighbors. And you know what? I'm looking for that Italian cookbook coming out, okay? And also, next week, don't forget, Charlene Brocious from Peregrine's Landing will be here. And also, the following week, from Buffalo Sports and Spine, Dr. Cicchetti. I'm so excited to have him on the air. And thank you, all of you, for listening in today. I want everyone to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Don't forget that, you know, to thank God. I mean, my goodness, we are so incredibly blessed. This is about thanking the Lord of Lords for the breath in our lungs and all the blessings we have. And when we're blessed, we need to bless others. Just, you know, do it every single day, but especially be aware of that for the people that need that for Thanksgiving for the turkey. So thank you, everyone, for coming in today. Thank you for the listeners, and we will see you next week on The Raw Truth. God bless.